B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. .975 The Fanatic.
5 o'clock hour. It's the Mike Missinelli Show. It's 97.5 The Fanatic. And the 5 o'clock hour is brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors. No money down. Up to 3 years of paid off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today. 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. The Phillies and the Nationals again tonight. Here's the interesting part about the Nationals. It looks like the Nationals and the Milwaukee Brewers are locks to play in that one game playoff. But the Nationals have to keep winning. Right?
To get it at home?
Yes. Now, you in a one game, you absolutely want it to be home, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you want that last
The last game they're scheduled to play is against the Indians, and Scherzer is the scheduled starter.
That's all right.
So in a one-game playoff, if they go by, they would have to pitch Strasburg on short rest in a one-game playoff if they go to him, because the guy's turn would be Aníbal Sánchez.
Well, what about Corbin? Can't they skip something around?
Corbin is scheduled to pitch Saturday.
Yeah, see, I probably would push.
But you got to keep winning. You can't be messing around with your rotation now.
Well, how far apart are they? You also got to see what happens. Got to look at the standings and see how far apart they are.
They're both locked to
no, how many games know,
as
apart
far,
they
as
are.
As far as the home field advantage goes. Yeah, I think look. They're like deadlocked.
They're one game. The Washington's up by one game.
Okay.
So, yeah, they got to, and Milwaukee's won 9 of their last 10.
Exactly. Now, they could get a break, and Milwaukee loses a couple games, in which case they can save Scherzer for that game. But Scherzer at home puts the Nationals in a pretty good spot, which I found very interesting. Last night, as the Phillies were plodding off the field after losing, and the Nationals stayed on the field to watch the rest of the Cubs game, which was on the big screen on the stadium screen there. I wonder what Bryce Harper was thinking.
He's thinking he made it. Well, they were funny with the money.
Uh-huh.
But he probably feels like he made a mistake.
He probably feels bad, right?
Yeah, of course. Uh-huh. And that team's better. And he looks around and sees that Bamboo Brad's the cleanup hitter. You think that makes him feel good? You can have these real players behind him.
I'm hoping it puts some more fire under him for next year.
Well,
I mean, he has fire, but maybe this is
a good year, but it certainly backfired on him that his old team gets into the playoffs, and he does it with his new team.
And now JT Realmuto's got to get surgery.
Oh, he does?
Yep.
That's been announced today?
Meniscus.
Meniscus tear?
Yeah.
No, a cleanup, they say.
Oh, a cleanup.
And they say he should be good by spring training.
Yeah, he'll be good by spring training.
But meniscus. The key to that is, how about a backup catcher? You can't come back with Knapp.
What's the matter? You don't like Davey Grillon? You called yesterday? What's the matter with Davey? He's a young kid.
Man, like I said, if he's the back, it can't be Knapp.
No, it can't be Knapp. You're right about that.
And that's why I play too many games. And then I also want him to do some work at first base so that I can play him at first base sometimes to keep his bat in the lineup if Hoskins struggles.
Here's what you need: only 3 bench players next year.
All right.
All right. You're going to get a backup catcher in Haseley,
mm-hmm.
and you need a right-handed outfielder off the bench, and you need a utility infielder. That utility infielder could be your boy, cleanup hitter Bamboo Brad.
Oh.
Could be.
You know what? At that point, there's no Sean Rodriguez in that scenario.
No, Sean won't be back.
Well, I can live with that.
All right. By the way, St. Pauli Girl is German beer. And do you remember in the movie A Few Good Men, when Tom Cruise goes in to tell Kevin Bacon that he's got Markinson, and they have an argument in that little bar, and that's when he stands up and yells, "You're a lousy damn softball player, Jack."
Yeah.
As they're sitting down there, Kevin Bacon has a St. Pauli girl. This always bugs me, this scene. The waitress comes over to take Tom Cruise's order, and all he says is, "I'll have a beer, please." and she brings him a St. Pauli. Huh. Now, who goes and says, I'll have a beer, and randomly the waitress will bring you St. Pauli girl?
Well, that's the way to do an ad without doing an ad.
Well, actually, you can't really tell it's a St. Pauli girl unless you look really hard.
No.
But it is.
Well, if that's the case, then yeah, they didn't want to do an ad. And that must have been the director of somebody's favorite beer.
I'll have a beer. But it always bothers me, the scene.
They do that in a lot of movies, though.
I'll have a beer. Nobody says, I'll have a beer.
And people just say whiskey. But no, you wouldn't. You don't want the you don't want the house or the well. You want a certain whiskey most times. Attorneys go out and just go, give me a whiskey.
Well,
yeah, right.
You can you can get away more with it, give me a whiskey, than you can give me a beer.
Yeah, you're right.
Right?
And they always know which one you want, too. No one ever sends one back.
Exactly.
Like, oh, not this
Michael
one.
Michael in Bethlehem. Michael, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Michael.
Hi. I don't know whether it was legal to advertise beers in movies yet at that time.
Yeah, but it sounds odd. Give me a beer.
It does.
I'll have a beer. What?
Yep.
Wait, who says that?
I don't know.
See, it throws me. As a viewer and an admirer of the movie, that scene throws me.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
First of all, what's your pitching staff going to be for next year? Robertson's not going to ever pitch for Philly again. He's got another year injured. Sarant, he's out.
Yeah, they're going to have to rebuild their bullpen completely. Yeah,
totally, and their starters.
They have to rebuild their starters, too. They've got a lot of work to do.
They really do. I think Kapler has to go.
I don't think there's any question.
You know, I've tried to say that to you at mid-season, but nobody wanted to listen to me. Nobody.
Well, middle of the season, you were kind of.
Well, All-Star break. I thought both of his teams, his 2 years, they have stopped at the All-Star break, and they just haven't done it.
Yeah, but you didn't have a crystal ball on how it was going to turn out.
No, I didn't. I didn't, but no, he should go.
Yeah, he's going to go.
We need a good manager. We need somebody with experience that can manhandle this.
If you don't fire him, you're insulting your entire fan base in saying everything's okay and you don't need to make any changes.
Yeah,
and you can't tell your fan base that.
We need to hire a pitcher, though. We need to sign a frontline pitcher, and this team maybe can compete with Atlanta next year. With a pitcher and a good manager, we can hit. We can hit. We were hitting in the beginning of the year. Two outs, we were hitting.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think the Braves are way ahead of the Phillies, so I don't know if they can catch up.
I guess I have rose-colored glasses on a little bit.
Yeah.
Some of them are young, you know, Bohm, and I don't know whether Cedar can come back or not, but Segura should hit better next year. Haseley, who knows what he's going to hit. And McCutcheon makes a big difference when he plays.
Yeah, but except he's another year older, so you can't guarantee the same production.
That's an unknown. I agree with that. Can I get a general knowledge question?
Yes, you can get a general knowledge question.
Thank you.
Let's go with, we're in general knowledge, so these are going to be very difficult.
Oh, can I say one more thing? I'm cancer-free. I beat cancer.
Oh, awesome, man. That's fantastic.
Yes, it took all this season to do it, and I did it.
All right, I'm going to give you a question that you can answer logically, I think.
Okay, thank you.
All right. What band's members are named Agnetha, Bjorn, Benny, and Ani Fried?
Huh?
Now, they're Swedish names.
Adam?
Correct.
Yes.
There you go. ABBA is correct. There's only one Swedish band out there, isn't there? Plus, I gave that hint. You can't miss that, can you?
Was Ace of Base Swedish?
Ace of Base might have been.
But, I mean,
Ace of Base. I think you're right.
Both terrible.
Well, ABBA got a Broadway play. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know who would go see that.
I've seen Mamma Mia. That's
very popular, Mamma Mia.
Why?
It's a cute story.
Is it?
No, you're too much of a cynic.
It's kind of
that, but that'd be right in Natalie's alley.
Controversial. I mean,
she's
story.
She's fighting all around the world.
A little bit. Uh-huh.
Fighting around.
Yeah.
And we're just going to pretend that this is okay while you sick bad apples. No. Hard pass on that.
Mark Voorhees, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Mark.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
What's up, Mark?
I wanted to get your opinion on Carson Wentz and a little bit of ongoing debate at work with a buddy, and want to see where you rank him currently with the other quarterbacks in the league.
Carson Wentz?
Yes.
After a 1-2 start and maybe a loss 1-3, it's tough to evaluate him, but I would put him in the top 10 right now still.
Okay.
Wouldn't you?
Well, Yeah, no, I do. And I as a totally unbiased opinion, as a non-Eagles fan, I have him top five. So
you do?
My buddy has him. Yeah.
Right now you have him top five?
Yeah. There's only four slash five, I guess five, six. Brady, Mahomes, Rodgers.
Wilson.
Russell Wilson, yes. And then Wentz. Breeze, and then Wentz.
Okay. That's six. I can maybe agree with that.
So, I think he's had a tough, you know, he's got no weapons right now. Ertz and
yeah.
Everyone's hurt. And
I can go with six.
Okay.
All right, general knowledge question for you?
Sure.
Major League Baseball Hall of Fame members by team.
Boy. All right.
All right, let's go with the Seattle Mariners. Give me two of them. Well, one just got in this year.
Yeah, well, Ken Griffey.
That's one.
Oh, man.
And a guy got in this year. He was a DH.
The Japanese dude?
No, I can't get it.
Oh,
sorry, man, but Edgar Martinez and Randy Johnson is in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that would be the two. You get them two and you're good to go.
Yeah, I'm surprised they're not getting these guys. Tyrone in West Philly is back. What's up, Tyrone?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, man? I mean, I'm as good as I was yesterday.
Well, I'm calling because I was looking at the landscape of the NFC right now, and it doesn't look like 9-7 is going to make the playoffs. So I was asking, do you think with the way Detroit and the 49ers and all these NFC teams are looking, you think the Eagles might have a chance at missing the playoffs?
No.
Well,
no, first of all, I think they'll be 10-6 at worst.
Well, they got the Bears, they got the Packers, the Vikings, and then they still got to play.
Yeah, Seattle. I know.
It just looks tough to me, bro.
10-6 is, I think, they would, if they lost Thursday, they would have three more losses, I could see. So 10-6 would leak them in, I believe.
Even with the Cowboys two times two on that?
Yeah, well, they'll lose one of the Cowboys. That's one of the three losses they would have left. They would lose maybe the Patriots or Seattle.
Okay.
And then I think they'd beat the Bears at home. And then you got those two road games with one of them would be a loss either at Minnesota or at Buffalo. 10-6
Okay. All right.
All right. Does that make you feel better?
No.
No.
I mean, the way you put it, yeah. So that might work. I can agree with that.
Yeah, I think they'll be all right.
Okay. Can I get a general knowledge?
Yes, you can. It's history, multiple choice, and in this case, it's in the yes or no. The question is: has the United States ever invaded Canadian territory? Yes or no?
I don't say no.
That's wrong. Yeah. Yes, they invaded Canada during the Revolutionary War and also the War of 1812.
Dealing with those French up there.
The War of 1812, very, very undervalued war.
I know a song about the War of 1812.
Yeah, there you go. It was net.
Took a little trip. Along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi, that one?
No.
Oh, wait, that was 1814.
That's how he ended up president. He got famous because of the war.
That was a big composition.
Oh, no, that was just a song to teach us about it.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We took a little bacon and we took a little beans. Never mind.
Well, let's hear it. Let's hear the rhyme.
No.
Did they mention the smallpox blanket?
I can't. No.
You took a little bacon, took a little beans, and what'd you do with them?
I think they fought in New Orleans.
You did?
Right?
You fought them in New Orleans?
That's the song. I could have the year wrong. It's old.
I
think it's in 1814.
Never heard the song. Kevin in Downingtown. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kevin.
Mike.
What's up, Kevin?
How's it going?
Good.
Tyrone, Natalie. Hey, as being on the 5 o'clock hour, I want to say, I've got this figured out for the receivers for the Eagles.
We'll
take a hammer and a tack and take their hammer and swing it through the tack to a piece of paper. And now they'll be able to catch the ball.
So you thought that was an odd call when the guy was playing the hammer and the nail thing?
I was sitting there going, what the heck is this guy talking about?
First of all, as Snoop proved in The Wire, you don't use a hammer and a nail anymore. Right? What does Snoop use, Tyrone? The turbo nail gun.
Turbo.
Don't you remember they went? She went and bought the turbo nail gun. Was one of the great scenes.
Yeah. It'll do.
You were in that book, like. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. So I'm gonna get to sports here in a second. And then the second call today was when Tyrone said about the Ken doll. That killed me.
Yeah, well, Natalie was actually researching the internet to find the modern day underwear models are actually no longer wearing the cup action.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, she found them.
So tell me, does Carson Wentz just have bad luck or what?
I don't know. The luck thing, it's like inferior players make inferior plays. And so as a coach, I don't know. Maybe it's easier for me to say than it is to coach it. But if you're trusting guys to make plays that can't make plays, then that's your fault.
Okay, because he has no receivers right
now. Well, that's what I mean. You're throwing the guys that you can't rely on. So if you can't rely on them, run the football more.
Okay. I don't know why we're not pushing Howie up the middle, but that's another story anyway.
Well, I think you're going to see a lot more of that. Because usually when the fan base complains about something, miraculously it appears in the game plan.
Okay, so if they lose tomorrow, playoff chances.
They're still in.
Okay, all right.
I think they'll be a very much improved team as guys get back. They I think, can afford 3 more losses and still get in.
Okay. All right. So I'll tell you tomorrow my plan is an early tea time and to come hang out with you guys at the Hoosiers tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
All right, man. You want a general knowledge question?
What the hell, Nate? Go ahead.
all right. Let's go with this one here. This is, what's this? Where are famous movie scenes? Oh, where are famous movie scenes? All right. Here it is. Man impresses his date by performing an epic jazz flute solo. the club manager who gets him to do it is named Tino.
I am clueless to this.
Oh, man. It's Anchorman, the legend of Ron Burgundy.
You know the line, Mike.
Mr. Burgundy? Would you entertain us with some jazz flute?
That's it.
that's a great movie. It's an all-time great movie.
Vicente on a cell. What's up, Vicente?
Hola, amigo, Mikey.
Hola, amigo, Vicente.
I'm getting ready for this accident. This tomorrow. It's starting tomorrow and throughout the weekend. I'm going on Sunday on the Spirit of Philadelphia cruise.
Are you?
With my friend from the other radio station, the Classic Rock, in the same building.
Oh, okay.
And I think I have a hunch that Mr. Joe Bell will be there, too.
Is Joe Bell coming on the cruise?
I'm hoping.
Uh-huh. All right. Awesome.
I don't know, because he likes the music.
Yes, he does.
The Beatles. The Abbey Road is releasing the 50th anniversary this Friday.
Uh-huh.
So it's an event that I'm looking forward for.
Well, that's you have a good time, brother.
Yes, and tomorrow I'll see you prior to the big game that the Eagles have to win at Lambeau Field.
You're coming down to Hooters?
Correcto.
All right, beautiful. We'll look forward to catching you.
Yeah, but you know, I have my doubts because the Eagles cornerback Ronald Darby is going to miss with a hamstring injury, leaving that for Avonte Maddox, Rasul Douglas, and Sidney Jones.
Unless they get some pressure on the quarterback, that doesn't seem very palatable, does it?
Right, yes. And still, the Eagles are following, trying to get Jalen Ramsey from the Jacksonville.
Well, I have no idea what's happening with that. He bailed out of practice again today, said he had a sore back.
Yeah, he wants out of there.
Yes,
but
he does.
The Jaguar doesn't
want to. Well, what is his agent doing? His agent can't get him out of there. I mean, he's got to call him sick.
Yeah, but I have optimism that the Eagles are going to pull this off. There is two keys: the pass rush and the defense skills. You know,
mm-hmm.
to do something. If the defense does his job, now the offense has to grab the ball. That means that.
Here's what I think is going to happen, Vicente. I think they're going to get lucky and get a couple short fields. I mean, something weird is going to happen. They're going to get a return for a touchdown, interception return for a touchdown, or a block punt. Something's going to give them a short field, and they're going to get 14 points off of that.
The fact is that Aaron Rodgers takes over 3.1 seconds to pass the ball, so there's plenty of time to do some
look facts. At you, man, with the facts. That you get the pro football focus stuff you're throwing at me. All right, Vicente, general knowledge question. Okay. General knowledge category.
Like ABBA, give me an easy one.
Well, here's the general knowledge category. What is considered to be the most common first name in the world? And I can tell you it is not an American name.
Wow.
It is a Muslim name.
Mohammed.
Correct. Muhammad.
That makes sense.
If you watch Superbad.
Yeah?
That he did.
It was revealed in Superbad?
Yes. McLovin is Muhammad.
That's right.
Oh, McLovin. All right.
It's the most common name in the world.
Oh, yeah, there you go, yeah. McLovin. Yeah. We still have a lot of show coming back to right here after this message. 975 Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
Of course, that was recorded when the idiot that I am had the microphone turned the wrong way. It sounded like I was talking in a kind of a, you know,
cave.
Well, or a room that was hollow.
Mm-hmm.
Did it? So that's the part that
yes.
we used. But I since figured it out.
Yes, quickly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I noticed that it wasn't sounding right in my headphones either.
And I don't like to interrupt on the opening monologue.
Yeah, that's all right. You can...
no, I can let you do
say,
the open.
Just say, you're an idiot, turn your microphone, and I'll get the message.
Yeah, then that breaks the...
No.
Your train of thought.
I would get it, because then I would realize, oh, that's why it sounds tinny, and I would turn the microphone. Hey, man, it's time to get the final numbers of our Twitter poll, which is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons, Attention All Landscapers. Looking to repower a zero turn rate. Walk Beyond Mower. Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement in stock. Visit PaulBMoyer.com for details. Natalie, the horns.
We have over 2,400 votes today, Mike. Who should be let go? 22% say Kapler, 11% say Klentak, 64% say both, and 3% say neither.
Down to 3%.
Yes.
Hanging on by the fingernails. Nothing should happen. They're fine. Sure. Let's go, Brendan in Bryn Mawr. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brendan.
Yo, Mike.
What's up, Brendan?
And Pauly girl, worst beer you could ever drink warm.
Warm? Why would you drink it warm?
Oh, the only reason I know that, in high school, my best friend, his mom, had this skanky case of St. Pauly girl in the basement for years, and we used to sneak a few.
Well, it's not that it was warm. It was because it was probably old.
Oh, old and warm, and it's already a skunk.
Well, see, that's you know that's enough to throw you completely out of St. Pauli girl for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
I mean, really, I would make you sick.
You were talking about.
Yeah, I hear you. Psychological effect.
Phillies, real quick, and then I got to ask you a question about this Eagles approach for game plan. But I agree with you completely. I think the position players need to be solidified going into next year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm getting tired of this flip-flop. Kingery's here, Kingery's there. We're going to maybe move this guy. If this guy doesn't work out, give the guys their position. Like, I'm so tired of the not knowing where these guys are playing. And I think if you go into next year and just make sure that that happens, it's the perfect situation for those guys to just know what they're walking into.
I agree with you exactly. I am tired of this guesswork. Target somebody. So you develop this guy in the minor leagues. Okay, maybe he's not quite ready. You got to take the chance because it's the best solution. And this way you can work on other positions.
Bring them up, and then at least you know what you have at that position.
Yes.
And then you move forward and make a decision after that.
And
the other thing, too, is a lot of these position players need to be in their position because they're under contract, and the other guys that you're bringing up are very cheap. So let them play their positions, and be done with that, and then put your focus on the needs that are at hand.
You are absolutely right. It is time to mix it up. And by the way, you're starting rotation. If you decide you only spend one free agent money, and that's it, Brad, that's Cole. That's fine. Because then you got your ace, then you got Nola's your two, Arrieta's your three. You bring up the kid to be your four, Spencer Howard, and then you can go with Joe Bag of Donuts as your fifth.
Everyone walks in the clubhouse knowing what they're doing.
That's the way I would run a team.
Oh, it drives me crazy. Right. Okay, let me ask you something about this Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
I know you've been talking to a couple people, and people are saying, oh, you know, I think there's going to be, like, I got a hunch there's going to be some luck, maybe a turnover, something happening quick. Let's say that doesn't happen, and you go into Lambeau, and you're down 10-0 or 10-3 going into the second quarter. Don't you think at that point, or when I'm asking you, do you think at that point, does Doug need to maybe mix in a little bit of a different offensive plan? Maybe throw a trick play in there.
Yeah, but you can't get behind 10-0. The offensive plan should be forged at the start of the game.
Well, yeah, I understand that. But
because if you play catch it, your offensive plan would be to run the ball more. If you get down 10-0, you can't go to plan B.
You're lacking star players, and if you do get behind, they're going to be all over you, knowing that you're running a generic plan with, like, mediocre players. So isn't it on him at that point to maybe mix in something just a little different?
Yeah, I like to know what it would be, though. To me, what he's got to mix in is more of the run. All right, man, let me get to the general knowledge for you before we run out of time here. Major League Hall of Fame by team. If I give you the San Diego Padres, give me two.
Sheffield.
That's the first guy you come up with the Padres? Sheffield? Come on, brother. I thought that was easy. They're both recent.
Well, right, Gwynn and Hoffman.
Exactly. Tony Gwynn, Trevor Hoffman. T-Love, Collingdale, disappointing. T-Love, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, what's going on, man?
How you doing?
I'm getting disillusioned, man. I just came back from the West Coast, and, you know, sure, I'm repping all my Phillies gear and everything, man, and I'm getting laughed at, you know what I mean?
Why?
It's just, okay. Our teams are really sucking.
Who's laughing at you?
Everybody out there.
Well, their situation is peachy?
Yeah, I'm doing the Eagles chant, man, and people are laughing. Oh, the Eagles suck, man. You know what I mean?
You got to take the hit right now, because right now they're 1-2, and they could be 1-3. So, but it doesn't last forever. They're a good team. They're not a terrible team. So even if they lose Thursday, they're still in a playoff contention.
We spent $330 million and
our yeah. Well, that I can explain very easily.
I know it's explainable, but yeah. it's just discouraging.
The one guy you paid $330 million for was pretty worth it, wasn't he? So wasn't the $330 million that caused you not to get in the playoffs?
I don't know, man. I might have to diversify my portfolio, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you just got to hang in there, bro. It comes and it goes.
Yeah.
All right, man. You want a general knowledge question?
I'll take it.
All right. Now, this is history, multiple choice. How good are you on this?
We'll see.
All right. The question is, who was Anton Chekhov? Chekhov. Was he A, an explorer, B, a chess player, C, a playwright, or D, a designer of aircraft?
Chess player.
Incorrect. Anton Chekhov was a playwright. Didn't he do Waiting for Godot? Was that his?
I don't
know.
I know that answer because I think he got mentioned on Seinfeld.
Waiting for Godot or just Chekhov?
Chekhov.
No, Samuel Beckett did Waiting for Godot. What a Chekhov, though.
Mm-hmm.
He's a famous play out there. Booney, what was it? Booney knows everything. Chekhov.
I mean, he knew he was a playwright.
Yeah.
Probably from Seinfeld.
Chekhov was... damn it. I can't figure it out.
was the worst.
Yeah, it's a famous, some kind of famous.
It was our worst general knowledge ever as far as the percentage of questions answered.
The questions may have been hard today.
Not the Hall of Fame ones. The
categories were.
People weren't even getting one out of the two you asked for.
How many winners did we have? Two?
No, we had more than that, but, I mean, we had like 2 an hour. We had like 8 in 4 hours. Oh, well. Better chance to win the Hooters gift card.
Yeah, so the gift card is still given away. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Sound off next right here. 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic. On one station in Philly, 97.5. The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
Sound off. You gotta be facing me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. Before Sound Off, I got to tell you our winners. The General Knowledge Contest, the $50 gift card from Hooters. Wanda, 2 o'clock. Charles Hairston, 3 p.m. Tim Dunn at 4. And Michael Levin, or Michael Levin, at 5 o'clock. Congratulations to everybody who won the Hooters gift card. The Sound Off line is 610-771-9705. You got something to say? Hit us up on that line. We'll see if you make it to the big show.
I really can't stand to see what I call in that want to hate on Carson like he's the problem. Because you know what? I automatically assume that if you want to call in or say that Carson's this, Carson that, what I hate on Carson, you're automatically a Foles guy, which is just ridiculous in itself. Carson's not the problem.
Well, I'm not a Foles guy, and I say that while Carson's not the problem, I don't absolve him of the responsibility of making a play in the final two series when they had a chance to come back and win the game.
I think the Eagles got a guy years ago from Miami. They gave up 2 number ones. His name was Troy Vincent. How'd that work out?
They give 2 number ones for Troy Vincent?
I don't think so. I don't remember that.
I don't remember them giving 2 number ones for Troy Vincent. But actually, Ramsey's a better player than Troy. All due respect.
There's nothing wrong with the Eagles' defense. What do you want, the 87 Bears D? This is a league where, with the exception of a couple teams, everyone scores 20-plus points. Maybe if the Eagles' offense were averaging 35 a game like they're supposed to, instead of 25, we'd be 3-0.
Well, Dave, I beg to differ. There is a problem when your front four does not have a sack and your cornerbacks are mediocre. So it's not like they're tight.
That's the Phillies and the money line. And roll it over to lose out. They're going to run the table. They've quit. It's their gift to you.
They may just lose out. What was the number, over under number for this team? You remember?
Nah, they're not going to finish.
They're definitely under. It was like 88, wasn't it?
Yeah, 87, 88, somewhere in there. So they're not getting that.
Under so many one. People would have bet the over. They're all hopped up.
Mm-hmm.
Especially they started 5-0. Remember those days?
Yeah, I laid off.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, I got an eerily similar feeling about the Eagles that I did with the Phillies. We all thought Phil's offense would carry them through the season. It didn't. I don't know what to think anymore.
Well, it's an interesting parallel. And I asked this question a couple days ago. Have we overvalued this Eagle team like we kind of overvalued the Phillies?
I think Kepler's theme song on the way out should be from The Wizard of Oz and the Scarecrow, If I Only Had a Brain.
Oh, poor Gabe. Oh. He's trying his best. He said yesterday he believes he gives this team the best chance to win.
Yeah, well, he doesn't, but Booney checked. Troy Vincent was a free agent. I remember he was a high-costing free agent, but not
two first-round picks.
No playoff baseball again, but here's an idea. For Fan Appreciation Day, why don't you have Kapler walk out to the mound and then announce, over the PA system that they fired him and McPhail and they cleaned house and they're out of here because the fans would appreciate that.
I can't deny the logic. It'd be cruel. Fans would appreciate that, probably.
Dave's got to go. Picks his lineup based on swing planes against the pitchers, now how the pitcher pitches. Yet Reese Hoskins somehow plays every game with a less than .230 batting average. You can't tell me his swing plane is great against every pitcher.
Yeah, I get it. But who do they have as the backup first baseman? Willie Stargell? Like, who are you going to play there? I bet you're... All right, who are you going to throw in there? You're going to throw Bamboo Brad there? First base, too? Sean Rodriguez can play first base.
No, he can't.
They only have four extra players. Right? Even with the guys they brought from the minor leagues, they can't use guys. But Nick Williams, he got that bad yesterday.
He should play first.
All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. You got enough beef?
I don't like them.
What are you?
Because I don't like
them. Then leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets on.
All righty. Coming up next on 97.5 The Fanatic, the Ron Jaworski Show. It's live from Ramblewood Country Club with special guests Harold Carmichael and Sal Pal. Stay tuned on NBC Sports Philly for Quick Slants. And yes, another Phillies game. Have a great night, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.